Hi, welcome to Mad English TV. Everyone who arrives in Canada needs to fill out one of these forms, and I'm going to teach you how to do it. Before you land in Canada, while you're still on the plane, a flight attendant will come by and give you one of these forms. Okay, it looks like this. Now, forms like this can be really scary. Look at all this information. Actually, it's not scary at all. Most of this, you don't even have to fill out, okay? So don't worry. I'm going to teach you how to do it. There's only six things you need to do here. There's personal information, address, arrival information, what are you bringing, your travel plans, and your signature. That's it. It's super easy, okay? So I'm going to go through each part of the form and teach you how to do it. Now look at this, okay? You'll see here it says fold along line and detach, okay? It means fold and detach, right? So these are the instructions. There you can see instructions on how to fill out this form, okay? But I'm going to be teaching you, so you probably don't even need to read the instructions. Okay, so the first section here is personal information. Now here you'll see 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that's the number of people that are coming with you. So if you're traveling alone, you only need to do one of these. You don't need to do all of them, okay? If you have a wife, then maybe she would go here, or husband. If you have two kids, maybe you put there and there. If you have more than two kids, then you need to ask for another form, and then you put their information on here as well. Okay, so we're going to assume that you're traveling alone, and your name is Raj Patel. Okay, so here it says last name, first name, and initials. Okay, so the last name is Patel, first name Raj, and let's say your middle name is Muhammad. Okay, then we just put M, we don't write the full middle name, just the letter, okay? Patel, Raj, M. And here we have the date of birth, July 25th, 1984. Okay, so it goes year, month, day, and citizenship, India. Okay, that's it. We're done with the personal information. Let's move on to the next. The next bit is home address. Okay, so what's your home address? Raj lives at 123 Basant Road, Delhi. And the state is UP. And the country is India. His postal code is 110062. Okay, super easy. Let's go to the next part. Now here is our arrival information. So we're arriving by air. See, it says air, rail, marine, highway. Okay, nobody comes to Canada by rail. Nobody comes to Canada by ship. Nobody comes to, well, people come to Canada by highway, but only through the US, right? So we're assuming that someone is coming to Canada from another country, maybe India, maybe China, wherever. Okay, so you need to put air, and then it says the flight number. So your flight number will be on your boarding pass when you get on the plane. It'll say flight number, and here it's AC43, okay? And we have purpose of trip. Why are you coming to Canada? Study, personal, business. We're going to say Raj is coming for personal. Maybe he's visiting his family, okay? Now, arriving from US only, other country direct, other country via US. A lot of flights that come to Canada come through the United States. Maybe they connect in New York or Atlanta or something like that. So, in this example, we're going to assume that Raj is coming straight from India. He's flying from Delhi to Toronto, okay? So he's coming from other country direct. Okay, look, we're already half done. We have our personal information, our address, our arrival information. Now, we just have these three left. So, what are you bringing into Canada? Are you bringing anything dangerous? Right? Are you bringing any guns? No. Are you bringing any goods? Here it says commercial goods. That means, are you bringing anything to sell in Canada? No. Are you bringing any food into Canada? No. Are you bringing any money? Are you bringing any cash? Okay. Are you bringing any cash into Canada more than $10,000? If it's less than $10,000, it doesn't matter. If it's more than $10,000, you have to say yes. But you're probably not, so no. Here it says, I have unaccompanied goods. Unaccompanied goods means things that you've shipped to Canada that will arrive after you get there. And most people probably know, unless you're moving to Canada and you put all your stuff on a boat and shipped it to Canada, but it's probably not. So we're gonna say no. And the last one here is, I have visited a farm and will be going to a farm in Canada. Have you visited a farm in your country? Are you gonna be visiting a farm in Canada? I don't know. Raj probably isn't, so he's gonna say no. All right, so this is very easy. Most people will just put no, 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 no. Okay, and we can move to the next section. So the next section is part B, visitors to Canada, part C, residents of Canada. Raj is just a visitor. If it's your first time in Canada, you don't need to fill out any of this. You just need to do part B. How long will you stay in Canada? Your trip is maybe longer or shorter, I don't know. And do you or any person listed above exceed the duty-free allowances? You can bring things into Canada, but there are some restrictions here. Okay, let's see what these restrictions are for Part B, visitors to Canada. Gifts. You can't bring in any gifts more than $60. If it's more than $60, if you're bringing a gift for someone, and it's really expensive, like $1,000 or $100, then you would need to say yes, because you're going over the limit, okay? So gifts and alcohol and tobacco. Are you bringing any alcohol in? You're allowed to bring some. See here it says you're allowed to bring 1.5 liters of wine or 1.4 liters of liquor or 24 beers. Okay, so 200 cigarettes. Look, it's just right here. The instructions are here. If you go over it, then you need to do yes, but you're probably not bringing any of that into Canada, so no. Okay, so if I'm coming into Canada, I also have to fill out one of these forms. But I don't do this part, I do this part, the residents of Canada, okay? So let's look at the next section here. So if you're coming into Canada as a visitor, you don't need to do any of this. You don't need to do any part C. All you have to do is the signature. That's it. Okay, look, there's Raj's signature. Raj Patel, date July 15th, 2017. And it's done. It's finished. Look at that. This whole form, really, really easy. We have our personal information, address, arrival information. Are you bringing anything dangerous? Probably not. Your travel plans and your signature. That's it. All right. And if you still have difficulty filling in this form or have any questions, you can always just ask the Canada Customs people after you land, and they'll help you with anything that you're struggling with. Okay, so if you're coming to Canada for the first time, I want to welcome you. I want to be the first one to welcome you to Canada. So welcome here. It's a really great country. And if you want to see this form a little bit closer, I've put the link to this form down in the description below. And hey, if you want to improve your English or you want to learn more about Canada, click on the subscribe button to see more of my videos. And if you found this information helpful, share it with your family and friends. That might make their trip to Canada just a little bit easier. All right, it's been Mark with Mad English TV. I'll see you guys over in the next episode. Take care.